The top U.S. commander in the Middle East briefed President Trump today on potential military options and the ongoing blockade of the Persian Gulf. While talks to end the war with Iran and ship traffic in the Strait of Hormuz both remain at a standstill.
Meantime, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth faced more grilling from lawmakers as the price of oil is surging and as a key deadline for congressional wartime authorization is fast approaching. Here's Nick Schifrin with more.
Operation Epic Fury, it's been a smashing military success.
We've got to see action a whole lot sooner in the Straits.
Today on Capitol Hill, much of the partisan war over the war in Iran focused on the fate of the waterway that both Iran and the U.S. today claim to control.
We're not going to bring this war to an end until we seize control of the Straits in a way
that opens them back. Is why we have a blockade that has been impenetrable for the Iranians because they don't have a conventional navy to contest it, which means we control the Straits.
Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth said a U.S. blockade that has stopped 38 ships from Iranian docks was pressuring Iran, as echoed today by President Trump.
The blockade is incredible. The power of the blockade is incredible. They're not getting any money from oil. And hopefully it can be worked out very soon.
But in a message read on state TV, today Iran's new supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, said he has no interest in working it out and said Iran had an ongoing chokehold over the strait.
The Islamic Iran, in gratitude for the divine blessing of exercising authority over the Strait of Hormuz, will secure the Persian Gulf region and eliminate the ground for exploitation by hostile enemies.
You know, we can try and tell the American people that it's going great and we're killing it, but until the Strait of Hormuz is open, I don't think we can credibly say that with any seriousness.
Global markets also do not believe the strait is open. Earlier today, Brent crude surged past $126 a barrel, the highest price since the beginning of the war and the highest in 4 years.
This war is costing so much money. Over $25 billion already, estimates $1 billion a day, and they're feeling it every single day at the gas pump.
This war is stuck. The Strait of Hormuz is closed. The Iranian regime is in place. The nuclear material still in their hands.
Hegseth urged critics to wait.
And I would remind you and this group that we're 2 months in to an effort. And many congressional Democrats, as I pointed out, want to declare defeat 2 months in.
To discuss the blockade and the possibility of restarting the war, a U.S. official tells PBS NewsHour the military's top commander in the Middle East, Admiral Brad Cooper, is briefing the National Security Council this afternoon. But so long as the ceasefire continues, Hegseth says the requirement that the administration get congressional authorization to keep fighting is on hold.
We are in a ceasefire right now, which our understanding means the 60-day clock pauses or stops in a ceasefire. That's our understanding, just so you know.
Okay, well, I do not believe the statute would support that. I think the 60 days runs maybe tomorrow, and it's going to pose a really important legal question for the administration.
But there appears no congressional appetite to enforce that war powers statute. The U.S. this week made a new call for countries to join a coalition to help secure the strait. But that effort wouldn't begin until the war concludes. Until then, the strait and efforts to end the war remain at a standstill. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.